American Airlines CEO appears to blame military helicopter for deadly DC area crash. By Amy Furr on January 30, 2025. American Airlines CEO Robert Isom appeared to blame the Black Hawk military helicopter for the collision on Wednesday at Ronald Reagan National Airport, CNBC reported Thursday. The helicopter collided with American Eagle Flight 5342 around 9 p.m. and officials do not believe there were any survivors, according to the Associated Press, AP. Per the CNBC report. At this time, we don't know why the military aircraft came into the path of the PSA aircraft, Isom said at a Thursday morning press conference. PSA Airlines is an American Airlines subsidiary and one of its regional carriers. American Eagle is how American Airlines brands its regional flights. We're absolutely heartbroken for the family and loved ones of the passengers and crew members and also for those that were on the military aircraft. Our focus right now is doing everything that we can to support all of those involved and also the PSA Airlines team, he said. Meanwhile, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy told reporters he believes the crash was preventable, according to the New York Post. We are going to wait for all the information to come in from this vantage point. But to back up what the president said. What I've seen so far, do I think this was preventable? Absolutely, he commented in reference to President Donald Trump's comments on the tragedy. In a social media post Wednesday night, Trump said, "The airplane was on a perfect and routine line of approach to the airport. The helicopter was going straight at the airplane for an extended period of time. It is a clear night, the lights on the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down, or turn? Why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking if they saw the plane? This is a bad situation that looks like it should have been prevented. Not good," he continued. "What a terrible night this has been. God bless you all," Trump added. Watch, Trump announces investigation into air collision and new acting FAA commissioner. 64 people were on the plane and 3 soldiers were on the helicopter when the crash happened, per the AP. The report also noted, at least 28 bodies were pulled from the icy waters of the Potomac River. Fox 5 reported on Thursday that less than 30 seconds before the crash, an air traffic controller asked the helicopter if it had the arriving plane in sight. The controller made another radio call to the helicopter moments later, Pat 25 passed behind the CRJ. Seconds after that, the two aircraft collided.